meeting is now being recorded.
Oof. Assalamu alaikum. You hear me?
Yes, we can hear you, Zaid. Hello.
Hello, everyone.
Assalamu alaikum. Hello everyone, this is Raad.
Assalamu alaikum, Raad.
Alaikum salam. This is Imam from Pakistan.
Hello everyone, this is Mega.
Hello everyone, this is Mega.
Hello?
Hello?
Okay, so I think we should probably get started. So thank you all for joining. And basically, so I was not able to send an agenda around, but I guess we were going through this document which we finalized. So I would propose that we go through this document and look at the changes and just make sure that this is agreeable. With everybody, can you hear me now? Okay. So idea would be to finalize the edits in this document, and then at this time we don't have I guess input from the different language working groups. So we, I guess, for next time we can probably look at the individual language tables which are being developed. For today's call, then a couple of other items we can probably talk about. We started talking about the universal acceptance, and there was some data shared by some of the colleagues. So we can probably take a look at that if you all agree. And then finally, I think one of the things we want to also start discussing is our face-to-face meeting, which is being planned. So I basically propose that we take a look at these three things. Is there any feedback on the proposed agenda for today's call? Okay, so there's no feedback. Let me just see, there's some comments in the chat box. Let's see. Okay. the document is unsynced. So we'll start with this document. I'm actually going to. Excuse me. Just go through this document. I'm going to sync this document so that we all see the same screen. Looking at this, one of the changes was to obviously have the first set of principles. The first category as technical requirements, we have four different technical requirements, and then so that was one of the changes we did. The second change in 2.2.1 was basically to make sure that when marks are included, they're included as a sequence and not as individual marks. Exclusions, we made some changes in the exclusions where the things which are excluded must be, basically the first change was the code points that, I think some typo which needs to be fixed there, that are in neither p-valid nor context zero for digits they should be excluded. And then I think there was some other edits in the process. So is this generally agreeable, and does this match everybody's expectation as far as edits in these two sections are concerned? Exclusion principles and inclusion principles, and I'm seeing the document so you can scroll. So any feedback on these changes before we finalize it? So this is generally okay for now with everybody? Not hearing anybody. So I assume this is...
Hello, this is Mekha. I might have to come back on 2.2.1 Roman V. It is 5.
Okay.
I have to think
that's
about
the one
it.
Which is cut out, deleted so far, right?
Yeah, exactly. I have to think about it. There was something, but okay. I can't remember right now.
Right. Okay. Anybody else? All right. So I think generally this is an okay with everybody, and there may be some more discussion on number 5, last point in 2.2.1. So what then I suggest is that we unfortunately didn't get enough time to talk about the universal acceptance document and discussion last time. So maybe we can switch to that. And I see Abdul Salam and Ahmed online. What I propose is basically one possible point is that we share the cases which have been shared by Raed, and also maybe start looking at the document which was initially shared. The test case document, which was developed by the UASG, and start from there. Is that something which is okay with everybody to proceed with?
Dr. Sarmat, I think most of the attendees have a difficulty to hear you clearly. Could you please increase your voice, if possible? I'm not able to intervene to your setups, audio setups. Thank you.
Okay. Can you hear me now, or is this still not loud enough?
A bit louder, please.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Dr. Sarmat.
Okay. Thank you. All right. So then what I'm going to do is switch to the other document which was shared earlier. I would request Abdul Salam, perhaps.
Sir, this is Raed, please.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah.
Please go ahead, Raed.
Before switching to another documents, I believe we need to discuss. Now we have defined what are the code points for each language. I think the second part, we should define what are the variants for each language and how they are studied, and is there some principles to define variants or accepting variants or not accepting variants, and define the action on each variant. So I think this is something that we can work on. Maybe the second part, after we finish defining code points and the variants, then we need to discuss how to integrate maybe this is later stage when everything is finalized, how to integrate the language table and come up with the script table. So maybe this is in the future, but I believe these points are missing from the current document, and I believe we can we need to add something there. If you allow me, I can elaborate more on how to define variants. If you agree on my suggestion.
Sure. So that's something which we obviously need to do. We as a next step as far as repertoire development is concerned. To develop variants and WLE rules, and obviously we should probably have some principles for that as well. Yes, I think what we could certainly do is spend more time on that. So please go ahead, Brian, and then we'll come back to the universal acceptance maybe in later in this call and start spend some time on that as well. So please go ahead, Brian.
Okay, this is Raad again. I believe after we each language finalized the code points that represent the language, they need to study the variants in three dimensions or three categories. The first one is defining the variant within the language itself. If there is a variant within the language, maybe some language they don't have variant between their code points. However, maybe other variants, maybe in the Arabic we have, for example, ha and ta marbuta, we have alif, hamza, and alif without hamza, etc. So each group should study the variants within their code points. After they finish this work, they need then to study the variants across the script. And why we need this across the script? Because we believe this is important for the integration. If we want to integrate later on, this will be a very essential and very important work that will help other languages to define the variance between their language and the other languages. And maybe at later stage, when every language puts their variance and their code points, then we can discuss between the languages. For example, a user who will use language A, if he see his domain name or the domain name in a language B keyboard, how he is going to type it, and this is for reachability. So international reachability is something we believe essential, and user will use the keyboard available to them in airports, in internet cafes, and they will recognize the letters that they know on the keyboard and try to reach their domain name using that keyboard. So we need to study how the registrant, what are the variants needed for international reachability. And this should be done across the language communities. So again, I summarize, we need to study it in three categories. The first one, within the language itself. The second one, across the script. So my code points, let's say alif with another alif that is not part of my language, but maybe in the script, in the other part of the script. Then the third one is the variants related to international reachability. I believe this is important, and I believe this should be the next step for in any language community in order to finalize their work. This is my suggestion. I'm open for any feedback or any more enhancement on this. Thank you.
Any comments by anybody else, or somebody want to add to it?
This is Ziad from Tunis. I agree with Raed.
Okay, so basically, what Raed's suggesting is as a next step, as far as the language tables work is concerned, is that we develop variant analysis in addition to the repertoire analysis based on those principles we finalized. The variant analysis should have three things done. First, of course, is the variants within the language which is being analyzed. The second one is cross language variants, or I guess variants within the script, and then the third is obviously use that data to see which variants are needed for international reachability. So did I get that right, Raed?
Yes, correct.
Also, I think one thing we also need to do in addition to this is actually also start looking at the principles for variants. And I guess many of us are already familiar with the principles we discussed for variants for the root zone. So I think one of the things we should probably do, and what probably I will do, is add to this document an initial set of variants from our root zone LGR document, and I will also add the three items which Raed said, and then in our next call and share that document for everybody to review. And then what we can do in the next call is actually go through those principles and review them and see whether they are applicable to the second level as well, like what we did for the principles for code point repertoire, and finalize those principles based on our second level, I guess, expectations, which could be slightly different from obviously the expectations at the root. So what we should then as a group start doing is start looking at variant analysis for the working groups as well, and also start looking at the principles which we think will govern them. Would that be a reasonable way to go forward?
Yes, I agree.
This is Meghan. I would like to say something.
Mm-hmm. Yes, please.
I think that it won't be possible in an equal manner for all languages to develop language tables and variant rules of the same quality and consistency because of differences in data. So I think there should be some loopholes or some a certain level of lenience to allow compromises where data doesn't exactly permit definition of variance. Thanks.
So in this case, are you suggesting we should look at the principles in that context, or are you suggesting that a language analysis at some point may deviate from those rules, and that should really be agreeable, I guess, as long as the particular language community is okay with it?
I think the judgment of the language community should come first in any case. However, this expectancy and this difference in data should be encoded in the principles. So if we make the principles too strong, it might be it might not be inclusive enough. It will be too exclusive. So maybe we should define like a hierarchy, something like defining the repertoire is the basic prerequisite, whereas defining variants to different degrees might be like an add-on. I'm just saying, because of I have some idea of the data in some of the cases. I understand that this must be then put in the context of stability and stuff like that. I hope that clarifies it. Thanks.
So I'm actually unable to visualize this at this time, but maybe once we see some concrete examples, and when we go into the discussion of principles, if you can bring in some concrete examples, I think that will be helpful. So certainly, you know, I think we obviously need to consider all the languages, you know, as I said, let's have some concrete examples so that we can actually have a discussion around it.
Yes, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is Abdeslam. This question about the progress level of the other languages and how many languages are active currently within the Arabic scripts. We know that the Arabic language is suggesting a proposal for the language table, and what's happening for the other languages, for example, Urdu and other languages.
So that's a excellent question. I think so let's just go around, and people who've actually been working on different languages, they can volunteer that information. Start. So I've been working with the Ahmed Bakht and Inam on Urdu, and we've done some initial analysis some time back, but I think we stopped that work initially because I think there was still some discussions going on with the principals, but we should be able to share an initial document with an initial analysis of the principles and maybe a finalized analysis of the 4-point repertoire, hopefully within a week or so, for everybody to look at and maybe discuss in the next meeting as well, if we get time for that. Otherwise, obviously, we can do that online. But that's where we are with Urdu. We had at least two or three other language-based working groups. We had one for Arabic, one for Pashto, and one for, Mikal said he would probably work on one or two languages. So let's just go around and get everybody's status quickly. So Arabic language, who would want to volunteer for that to give just a quick status?
This is Raed. I don't mind giving some summary about the Arabic language. So I believe ICANN has put in public comments the Arabic language, and we found that it is not accurate. It has some, let's say, incomplete or incorrect information or assumptions. And we conducted a subgroup from the main group, who are, let me just put their names, remind myself. Okay. Abdul Mun'im and Abdul Salam and Zoman and Abdul Rahman and Nabil and me and Tariq. We work on the Arabic language, and then we circulated the document. I have participated in drafting a new version of the language table for the Arabic that consists of the code points and the variants and the whole label evaluation, which are the rules for the variants. And we have discussed it intensively, and we have conducted a meeting last week for 2 hours. We have a phone conference for 2 hours, and we hopefully finalized it. I'm still in the final stages of editing the full language table, and we have added some of the concepts that we have shared with you in Marrakesh, like international eligibility, the registrant. We are dealing now with the registrant, not with the registry. So we shouldn't expect something difficult for them. So, and lots of concepts. We hope to finalize it this week. Maybe end of next week, we will send it to the task force. I have a mandate to send it this week, end of this week, to the small group. And if we finalize it, then we will send it to the task force and hope everyone can see it. And the good thing, it will be like in a shape for a final product. So I believe by finalizing this, we have finalized the work for the Arabic language. But again, hopefully it will be, you know, like a model for other language to take from and use from. This is regarding the Arabic language.
Thank you, Raib. We also have Inam and Saeed on line here. Sorry to put you guys on the spot here, but just want to ask if there is progress or any discussions on Pashto language table yet, or is that something you are perhaps starting? So if you could just share a brief update if there is any. Inam, you're coming in very faintly, so please speak up if you...
We started on the first language table, and together with Saif Marjan, we have developed the initial table, and at the end of the next week, hopefully, we'll complete it and present it.
Okay, so thank you, Inam. So I think Pashto table is probably on its way as well. Is there anybody else who would want to working on another language table, or who would like to work on another language table? This would be a good time to probably share your date or interest.
This is Mega. So I have been in contact with Tariq by email in May, and was trying to ask him what his ideas were for approaching this issue. Because from what I understand, we were the only ones who volunteered for working on African languages. Now, since there are bunches of them, and it's really unclear what the current status is in the context of IDNs, I suggested that we actually reach out to the community, where we contact, for example, people from registrars and such, and ask them to come up with a list of high-profile languages for which they would like to develop language tables, so that we more coordinate the work rather than implement it ourselves because of the sheer number of languages. Last I was writing some email in June about this, but for some reason I haven't heard since. Maybe there are other people who would like to volunteer in this regard, or maybe anyone would have some suggestions for a different approach, but currently there is no progress, and I don't see myself doing this by myself. So this is the status regarding the African languages. Thanks.
Right, so I guess one possibility is to just perhaps select one or two languages, I guess more arbitrarily, so that we can focus our search for relevant people who give feedback or get more involved. And I can certainly help try to reach out to people through the relevant, for example, CC, TLDs. But it may be useful to, as I said, focus the search on maybe one or two languages, you know, even if it's an arbitrary choice at this time. So is that going to be possible?
Do we have, except for Tariq, any members of the TSIDN group who are member of a specific African language community? Do we have members from, I don't know, Nigeria or something, or from Kenya or something? I think I saw one or two names on the list once who were from Africa who might have detailed knowledge about one or the other language communities. But I'm not aware right now of anyone. So we could pick any language, but it takes a bit of more information to come up with a complete table for each for any such language.
But I think, Michael, this is Abdeslam. Just my opinion, firstly, to shortlist the languages among all the list of the languages, so African languages, we may first shortlist the most popular languages and then start checking for people who can help.
So this is Sarmad. Michael, you can sort of enroll me in that working group if you'd like. I'm not obviously an expert or knowledgeable on the languages itself, but I can help perhaps reach out to some people. So happy to contribute there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm also interested in enrolling into this group. This is Abdeslam. So maybe from Africa, but I don't have a deep knowledge in that language. But I know some superficial things about African languages.
Sure. If you would have some specific ideas for how to go on about the shortlisting process, maybe we can get back on that via email.
Yeah, I'm just making allusion to our document, our published document for the root level, which contains the full list of African languages, with respect to good points and their belonging to languages. I think this can be the starting point for identifying and the easy ideas, etc. So this can help in identifying popular languages.
Right. So this is Arman. So one obviously possible. Sorry.
This is Raed. Last week I was playing with Windows 10 and to see what are the supported languages and the interface for Windows 10. And I have noticed there are 9 languages in Windows 10 that have full support. And maybe we can start by that. And I will just, name them, and maybe we can see if I don't know if some of them are African, but I know most of them. There is Arabic and there is Central Kurdish. And this is Dari, maybe Dari in African, I'm not sure. And we have Persian, we have Pashto, we have Punjabi, we have Sindhi, we have Urdu. And the last one, maybe it's an African, it's called Ughur. Sorry, I'm not pronouncing correctly, but it's U-U-Y-G-H-U-R. Ughur,
right.
Ughur or something like that.
None of these are African languages.
Spoken in China.
None of them, huh? Okay.
Dari is Iran,
so
and
Dari
Afghanistan.
Yeah, those are from Asia, mostly from Asia.
So none of them is African, huh? Okay.
So I was actually going to say that we can start with the, as Abdeslam was saying, that we can start with that initial list we have and maybe shortlist based on the EGIDS numbers and start with all the languages which are EGIDS scale 1 and work our way from there. But you know, that's just a suggestion. But we can probably, if we take it to a smaller working list for this working group, we can start the discussion there. And then, you know, once we identify the languages, we can try to reach out to more people and invite them to join from the local community.
Okay,
so that
fine.
Is one possible way to move forward.
Sure.
Okay, so, and then I think we have some initial interest in by Farzane in Persian, so maybe we can get some more people to get in that group and start a thread on Persian as well. Is there anybody else who's interested in working on a particular language on this in the call, at least?
This is Anand. I would like to contribute in Sindhi language, which is spoken in Pakistan.
Right. Okay. So,
I would like to make a comment as well. The language right to pronounce is Yuri writing, which is spoken in the Xinjiang province of China. And this language, I think, is very active in literature, and they are using Arabic script, and it can be found on the internet as well.
Right. So, thanks, Inam. I guess so. That's sort of an update to where we are, and hopefully, I think in next week or so, or next couple of weeks, we some of these tables in a more mature or I guess initial forms, and then we can start discussing these tables and finalizing them. Any other comments on this before we move on to universal acceptance? No comments. So then let's move there, and I'll switch the documents to one of the ones which was shared by Abdusalam. And I'll request Abdusalam maybe perhaps to introduce what is he did. And once that's done, then maybe we can also look at the document which was later shared by Vaid with some concrete cases. So over to Abdusalam for an introduction.
Yes, this is in connection with the email we received on the, we got on the discussion mailing list. But before this, there was a conversation about building test cases for IDNs and international email addresses. So we suggested to create those test cases, and that was done by somebody from the UASG and been communicated through the mailing list. So I captured the document. So it is a PDF document that was published on the mailing list, and it's called Use Cases for UA Readiness Evaluation. And the document is describing something about the purpose, background, use cases. In use cases, they are listing, the combination of IDNs and non-IDN, domain names, and for email addresses, the combination of right to left, left to right, ASCII, Unicode, etc. And yes, Raed made an answer about this. So Raed answers was about the Saudi NIC who developed already a set of test cases with regarding test syntax, which is almost a combination of RTL.RTL, etc. And so if we, with respect to the document published on the mailing list, this is a compliment. So it's actually, yeah, you confirm right that what you sent in the email, so it was not a document by Raed, but for precision, it was just a table paste into the email, and it has two columns, test syntax and test data. And this, I think we can ask people who initialize the document either to communicate the original document in a, you know, in an editable format like Word, and we can then make modifications necessary to make it up to date with respect to our test cases and Arabic test cases. And there is a second point in which we can help. There are test cases within the documents. If you check at the page 3, for instance, there is a yellow outlined line, which is shabaka.alqabul alami.ikhtiyar or ikhtibar. And this writing is not good, because al-qabul al-alami, there is no space between al-qabul and al-alami, and it cannot be read correctly. So they are asking, I think, how to validate this kind of writing and how to validate this test case for Arabic. There are other languages which are concerned, and how to so I think there are three tasks. The first task is to validate or modify the existing test cases concerning Arabic script. So there are several on the second page, starting from second page of the document, the PDF document, and third page, and even the fourth page. So validate this, or even change it to an acceptable test case for Arabic script. Second is to complete, to fulfill the test cases with more test cases that can cover the whole Arabic languages and scripts and languages within the Arabic scripts. And the third task is to include the Saudi NIC test case list sent by Raed. So, Raed, if you have any comments with respect to the three tasks, please come up.
This is Raed. Okay, I think it's a good methodology, but I just want to inform you that the links that I have shared with you are working now. So if you copy and paste to the address bar, you should reach a web page. Hopefully, I think everyone can test it and reach a web page. And it will show you an image for what you should expect to see in the address bar as an image. And this will help developer after they develop their browser or email or whatever. Just, you know, type the URL, put it in the address bar, see the image that you have drawn in the address bar to be exactly the same as in the body of the page. I encourage everyone to test it and see if anyone feels images need to be updated or new test cases, it's better to be added. We are open. We can do that.
Okay, fine. Yes, this is I tried a few of those test cases, and you know, the behavior is a bit different from when we shift from browser to a different browser, and so the idea is to, we have to spend some time, maybe in Istanbul, or to finish the document and send it back to the discussion list, UA discussion list. And adding that's a few new test cases. I think that's all for the. So we have to maybe we have to. How to say? We have to fix some timetable where we can do task one, task two, and task three. I mean, correct the existing test cases. Maybe add new test cases to cover the full script and all languages within the script. And task three, maybe the easiest task is just to add the test cases sent by right to the documents. And maybe we should ask the original document from the discussion list. So it could be easier to modify the original document than to copy paste into documents from the PDF. Yes, back to you, Sarmat.
Okay, so thank you, Abdeslam, for that discussion. So I think what I would suggest is that we, as you said, we, I think, take this stepwise so that we can make sure that we make progress right as well. So from what I understand, you're saying there are three different tasks. So we should probably, there is already, a small number of people who are working on this or who volunteered to work on this. The two ways of probably doing this. One is that we keep bringing this discussion back to this TFAIDN call, and we take one item at a time and discuss it together. The other option is that you guys can take a separate thread and in a working group. That working group in a way defines their tasks and brings their recommendations back to TFAIDN. So how would you want to proceed? Would you want us to do it together on this list, or you want to do it and take these tasks separately in a working
I think my opinion, this is up this line again, is that we share through the TFAIDN discussion list the whole participants within the task force, but we just emphasized at the beginning that there are few members from the TFAIDN who make the coordination between UA, just observation of the UA discussion list, and make and drop items that are in connection with our language and scripts. And then make the coordination, you know, the liaison between the UA discussion and the task force, Arabic IDN task force. I suggest to keep the information spread to all members of the TFAIDN and for action, so we can have volunteers for doing action. I will start right now, ask the discussion list to send us the editable format of the test cases. And once we have this document, we can start working on the three tasks and keep everybody informed within the task list, within the task force.
So basically, Abdeslam saying that we take this work on this list so that everybody is involved. And as far as the coordination is concerned, once the once we have some back to USG, that is done by the smaller working group which is looking at the coordination with USG. So is this generally okay with everybody else?
Excuse me?
Please go ahead.
This is Abdul Rahman. I think we should make subgroup same as we have done with the second level. So to be more focused and not disturb the main focus of the task force working group. Once each subgroups are, even if it's one or multiple subgroups, depends on language or whatever, then we can report it to the main group with the results and so on. That's it.
So, Abdul Rahman, you're suggesting that we create a subgroup for discussing the UA issues?
Yeah, same as we've done with the second level. Once we had some conclusions or results, then we can report it to the main task force.
So maybe if Sarmat agree, can just send a request for volunteering for this subgroup.
I was actually going to request you to do that. Would you be able to send that request out? I'm happy to do it if you think that I should do it.
Okay.
But since you're already leading the effort, are you maybe list the tasks which the group is going to do and then request for people to volunteer on the mailing list?
Okay, fine. I do it. I take the task.
Great. Thank you very much. Okay, so then I think what we are decided to do is spin it off into a smaller working group which will work and come back to the task force with details.
Sarmad, this is Raed.
Okay, so
can I ask a question?
Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Is there a deadline for finalizing the test cases? So if there is a deadline, I think we need to speed up. If there is no deadline, then no problem. Or at least we inform the UASG saying that we will give you some new test cases for Arabic, because I don't want them to publish the current one as would have been said, that it's not correct. Some of them are not correct example even.
Okay.
Yes,
so
fine. I just wanted to add, to have the first precision about we should have the original document instead of just working on a draft document or a document. Maybe a document is shared on Google Docs or something like that. We may work on it directly instead of just making comments in the emails.
Right. So what? Let me then possibly suggest the possible course forward. First, one thing we can do is basically draft a statement which we can send back to USG on behalf of IDN working on this, and maybe add a tentative timeline when we anticipate to get back to them with more details. And we also inform them some of the mistakes in the current data. So that could be one first step. And then as a second step, we can obviously take that work forward. So I would suggest that the working group, once it gets started, it drafts the communication with USG, which we can finalize our next call and send it across. So you can share it with us over the email list once it's drafted. And then in parallel, I think you guys should, as a working group, once it's formed, start the work and keep sharing it with TFAID and list. And then once it's discussed here, we can keep forwarding it to USG. And this can be done stepwise. We don't need to wait till everything's done to correspond to them, because that they may, you know, USG may move forward and we may actually lose that opportunity. So, so I guess the working group then can take this stepwise. We've gone 1 minute over the time. Is there any last comments anybody wants to make? We didn't get time to discuss our face-to-face meeting, but we should start discussing the agenda for that meeting as well at some point. So I'll decide that I'll circulate a email thread for that, and then we can all decide on, you know, contribute in developing that agenda. So that's something else which is coming up on our list of things to do. But in any case, before we close, anybody wants to make any last comments? Okay, so if there are no comments, then I'll share a summary of this discussion on the email list as usual. And thank you all for joining, and hopefully let's try to finish our language tables and start this working group on UA, and let's make more progress. So we'll talk to you in 2 weeks. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, everybody.